Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome and good morning, good afternoon, good evening. The continuation of the book took a little break. We're currently on page 151 and we're in the middle of some wonderful questions and answers to Sidi about women and the Quran and the Sunnah. And we'll read from there, page 151, inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. From what ayah comes the idea that men have the right to beat women? In Surah An-Nisa, it says, men are the guardians of women because Allah has preferred in bounty one over the other and for what they have expended of their wealth. Therefore, the wholesome women are obedient, guarding the hidden which Allah has ordered guarded. As for those women from whom you fear rebellion, admonish them first, refuse to share their bed second, and lastly, strike them gently if you must. But if they obey you, then do not seek a way to treat them unjustly. Truly, Allah is sublime and vast. Quran 4:34. Understand, my beloved, what these words mean. This is not permission to beat a woman, nor to cause her any pain, or to break her heart. Look at the Prophet Ayyub, alayhi salam. He said to his wife, I want to hit you 100 times. He was not saying that he wanted to break her heart or to make any pain for her. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order him to do? He said, take 100 pieces of grass and hit her with them. Take a look at this ayah. It means to first send her your word. Tell her this is not right, this is not straight. Speak words like these to her, but do not make any pain for her. When a man hits his wife, do you know what the law, the sharia, makes for him? If a woman comes to me as a judge and tells me that her husband hit her, I first ask her, do you have a witness or any signs to prove your words? Maybe she's lying. When I see that she speaks the truth, I tell her to close the door of her room and to not give her husband the chance to be with her. One day a man who had beat this wife was brought to me and he said, the law gave me permission in this ayah to hit her. I told him that the meaning of this ayat is not what he thinks, and I explained to him that it was not right to hurt her or to make anything for her, but that it was important to be gentle with her. I ordered the woman to not let him come to her bed for 6 months and until he made the complete tawbah. Then the man went to the higher court in front of 3 judges, and they looked at what I had made for him, and they said, this is right. This is from the sharia. Know, my beloved, that when you look with the outside eye, you can say what you say, but look with the real eye. The love is the love, and the woman is the glass that contains it. If you break the glass, how can you drink from it? Could you explain the meaning of the two ayat, Quran 4:34 and Quran 2:228? Men are the guardians of women because Allah has preferred in bounty one over the other and for what they have expanded of their wealth. Quran 4:34. Women have equal rights to those of men in fairness, but men have a degree over them in this respect. Quran 2:228. My beloved, these words do not mean that the man is better than the woman. They mean that the man is the captain of the ship and he is the complete slave for all those who live inside this ship. He is not a leader. No, he is a slave for all. It is narrated in Hadith that the Prophet ﷺ said, The head of the tribe is its servant. This does not mean that he has a higher degree, but it means that he has more responsibility, and Allah will ask him about everyone who lives inside his ship. This ayat is speaking about material things in the dunya. The man can give her what she needs. He can care about her and he can guide her in the straight path if he knows the way. But there are women who understand more than the men. Many times the beloved Prophet asked his wife about things. And he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said to the people, "Take half of your religion from this daughter, from this woman." He meant Aisha. She was a teacher for the people. And when anyone wanted to ask her something, they knocked at the door and said, "My mother," and she gave them everything. It is important for the husband to go to work and to feed his wife and children if his wife is at home caring for the family. If she wants to help and to work, it's not forbidden for her to do so. If you are in the real Islam, then you will see that there is no religion that gives the woman more than Islam. It is important to completely give the woman everything that she needs and to be a slave for her. For example, in this country of Palestine, if a man does not feed his wife and children and care about them, the woman can go to the court and say, "Judge this person. He does not give anything, he does not help, and he is not like what Allah wants him to be." A woman who speaks in this manner sees that her husband has gone far away from the truth, and she wants him to return. So who is the stronger one? The most important thing in a marriage, however, is to contain each other. The next section is called How to Care for Women and Children. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon our teacher, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the teacher who taught us lofty ethics and made us understand what politeness means and what truthfulness and honesty and sincerity mean. He taught us how to be polite with everything and with everyone. He taught us to be truthful in what we say and in what we do, and we now look at his ethics. Let us look, for example, at how he treated children. This illiterate man who did not go to school, the illiterate Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was unable to read or write. But Allah taught him directly, taught him what he did not know. He taught him all the sciences that challenge the world, the whole world now. One day he was playing with the children. He used to give them time to play with them, and at the same time to teach them how to be polite. After playing with them, he would go to pray, and he was the imam, leading prayer, leading people in the prayer. And one time his grandson, Hussein, came during the prayer and found the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prostrating, and he said, "Wow, what a beautiful ride." So he took a ride on his back and he mounted his back and continued to play, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remained prostrating and he never yelled at him. I say to those who claim to be scholars, who claim to be the followers of the Prophet, look at how our most beloved Prophet used to treat everyone, including children. Hussein stayed a long time on the ride. Why? Because the ride was very beautiful and very comfortable. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was very kind, and Hussein took pleasure in the ride. Then he unmounted the back of the Prophet, and the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, continued the prayer. His companion said, "O Messenger of Allah, why was the prayer so long? Why was the prostration so long? What happened? Did anything happen during the prostration?" And he said, "No. It was something simple. My grandson mounted me and sat on my neck, and I did not want to disturb him. I did not want to annoy him, so he had his fun, and then he went away. It was something simple." These are the ethics of prophethood and of the Prophet, and these are the loftiest ethics that we learn from the Messenger of Allah. When a child comes to a person, and the person yells at the child, "Go away from me now," or something like that. This is not from the ethics of Islam. It is from the ethics of Shaitan. Because Allah Most High, glory be to Him, says to the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and had you been harsh or hard of heart, they would have scattered away from you. Quran 3:159. And he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, my Lord taught me politeness, and he did it in the perfect way, a hadith. He used to kiss all the children without making a difference between the girls and the boys. He kissed all of them and treated all of them the same, and he used to say to the people, Allah will bring you to accountability, even to question you about why you did not kiss your children. If, for example, you have a daughter and a son, and you come home and kiss a boy, and you do not give a kiss to the girl, Allah will ask you about that. Why did you not kiss the other child? Something very subtle, but it hurts the heart of the child. It makes the child carry pain and sadness all of his life. These are the ethics of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One time a man came to the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and said, a messenger of Allah, I have 10 children, daughters and sons, and I have never kissed any of them. The Prophet said, you are a cursed one. Go away from there. Do not stand in front of me. Allah does not want this of you. Allah wants you to be polite, merciful, loving, and full of love. And where does the love come from? It comes from your religion. Your religion is love. Your religion is beauty. Your religion is politeness and courteous manners. That is your religion. The child is like an angel, and he comes to you to visit you, and you are a strong man. But know that his visit to you is an honor, a blessing for you. If you just pat his head, you will get a great blessing from doing that act of kindness and love. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was like that with children. He used to observe how each family treated their children. Are they treating their children with love, with good words, with kindness and politeness and respect? We must raise our children in a good way, in the way of Allah. Children need our care. They also need discipline. They need guidance to do what is good and how to behave good. We do not just leave them to do whatever they want. We guide them. We guide them and we teach them the politeness and the rules and the courteous manners that Allah wants us to have. It is not permissible for us to be harsh with them or rough on them. A child comes to a land like this and he sees that the land is vast and wants to run and jump, and he feels that the land also belongs to him. And why do you yell at him? Why do you suppress him? Just give him some love and mercy and guide him. Be polite. Do not raise your voice. Be careful. Just teach him how to deal with it. Isn't that the truth or the reality that should be? Question. In all time, has there ever been a woman who carried what a prophet carried? Who carried the real line, my beloved? The Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he gave it to Fatima, who contained all the knowledge. Through Fatima, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to al-Hassan and al-Hussein. And if Allah had not married Fatima to Ali, then Ali could not have had the real knowing. This means that Fatima was complete, al-insan al-kamil. She carried the image of the reality of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is important to know that without the real marriage, no one could know the truth. For example, when Allah sent the message for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who contained him? Khadija. And when Muhammad saw the angel Jibril for the first time, he ran away. But Khadija took him between her arms. This means that he found himself through her. She contained him. This is a teaching for us to know that only through the real beloved, who can contain you and who can give in the right way, can we know the truth. Take also the example of Musa alayhi wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him the message after he was living with his teacher Shu'aib alayhi wasalam, and after he had married the daughter of Shu'aib. After Musa had finished his walking with his teacher Shu'aib, Allah sent the order for Shu'aib to marry Musa to his daughter. When Musa met his real self, Allah sent him the message. You'd also look at the prophet Isa, alayhi salam. You know that Allah created Isa without a father. But who contained the real light? Only Maryam. Maryam is Fatima, and she is Khadija, and she is Asiya. Do you know Asiya? When the mother of Musa put him into the box, who was it who found him? Only Asiya, the wife of the Pharaoh. Only she could contain him. She is the real Maryam, the real Fatima, and the real Khadija. This means the real mirror for the reality of Allah is she. If anyone says something different, he doesn't understand the reality of Allah. I ask you, do you want to drink from the source of the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Without the essence of the deep secret love in the perfect way through your beloved, I am sure that you could not drink. And this is what Allah says. It is very important for everyone to find himself through his beloved and to find through this beloved the garden. Therefore, if anyone looks to any side, he or she loses the time of Allah. Do you know what I mean? This is the answer to your question. Alhamdulillah, that brings us to page 157. And this was the 31st reading, and we'll go to the 32nd reading next time. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.